This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And we broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. A special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe the same way, Gab the same way, Parler, it's at the Captain's America. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America, and our website that you can go to is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from FoundersCode.com is Denise Simon. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, the news that we highlighted before the top of the hour were we have eight people that were killed at three different spas in northwest Georgia in the Atlanta vicinity. Police said four of the victims were Asian women. Apparently, they had a pretty good lock on who this suspect was by security camera and identification of a vehicle, and they got involved in a high-speed chase somewhere and caught him alive. His name is Robert Aaron Long. He's 21 years old, and that's all I know about it.
Yeah, he's apparently from Ackworth. They arrested him doing some of the typical tactics that they use when there's a chase in Crisp County. So they're trying to determine a motive right now, obviously.
Yeah.
But if you watch the media, they're saying that he was a white supremacist, and that there's been tons and tons and tons of recent attacks on Asians, so it's become its own epidemic, and they're blaming Trump. I've read all kinds of things on this, and that's the first thing you do is blame Trump on it. But I would say that these massage parlors, operations too, by the way, most of them have Asians in them.
Yep.
And 9 times out of 10 they're illegal.
That's right, you are right. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So
and drugs,
kind of
drugs
reading,
are sold there and all sorts of stuff.
Yep. Well, they're hostage. I mean, remember this thing that they did 2 years ago in South Florida?
Mm-hmm.
Just before the Super Bowl in Miami, and mm-hmm. We found out that these Asian women were literally living at the place, and they were cooking food outside in these little, So there's another component to all of this. So I read about 5 or 6 of the stories on this to see if any of these journalists would go to, deeper into who these people are. And, of course, they didn't, but I'm just putting that out there. In the meantime, yeah, this cat's 21 years old. And they're blaming Trump. So
now this Georgia Secretary of State Raffensperger seems to be mm-hmm. in hot water right now after the details that have been revealed by the Washington Post article, which, by the way, was totally fake. using a source. And by the way, when's the last time you heard of a newspaper outing the source that they got the information from, supposedly? But it happened yesterday with the Washington Post, so you take it from there.
Well, they actually have the recording.
Mm-hmm.
It's very odd to me that this is kind of coming out now. I mean, I'm fine with it, but it's very odd.
Yeah. Because it means nothing to the general scheme of things.
Well, the general scheme. Yeah. However, it does mean a lot because it tells me they were gloating over the thing, because that phone call was part and parcel. One of the reasons of several lawsuits, number one.
Yep, yep.
And number two, I think it affected the Senate race there in a big, huge way.
Yes. It also was used in the impeachment trial.
So, well, they were going to put it in there, and then they didn't. But, yeah, this one's a little on the weird side, but he was completely vindicated.
Yep.
So, how many times have you had these attacks on Trump that have gone far enough to even include impeachment, and they turned out to be false?
Well, there was another one yesterday, too, in Michigan, where a judge in Michigan ruled that the Secretary of State's absentee ballot order broke the law, which totally vindicated what Donald Trump was saying.
Well, and let's go back to Georgia,
yep.
Outside of Raffensperger, because mm-hmm. now they're having access to the absentee ballots.
Yes.
You know, Judge Grant.
That's Fulton County, right? Fulton County?
I don't know if it's exclusively Fulton County.
Okay.
I did not read that far.
Okay.
But, yeah, we got Michigan and we got Georgia.
Yep.
So, here again, interestingly enough, that, you know, we're going to find that Trump is probably going to be vindicated.
Well, I found out something through another private source, which we'll talk about on the other side of the break because we're running out of time. But I found out several states where there were more people voted than there were registered to vote. And we can't do a thing about that either. But we did find out about it. The numbers don't lie. So we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Folks, I'm telling you, we got screwed, blued, and tattooed. And there ain't a damn thing we can do about it right now except fix the problem before it happens the next time. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. Now, this weekend down in Port Charlotte at the Charlotte County Fairgrounds, the Two Guys Gun Show comes back to town down there Saturday and Sunday. Their hours Saturday at the fairgrounds, 9 to 5, on Sunday, 9 to 3. And if you want to get your concealed carry permit, they have the class Saturday at 2, Sunday at 12:30. Now, to figure out how to get there, it's pretty simple. You get off I-75 at the exit for the Charlotte County Fairgrounds and the Tampa Bay Rays Baseball Complex, because it's all on the same sign. And they are directly across the street, and I mean directly across the street from the Tampa Bay Rays Baseball Complex at the fairgrounds right there. And Burt's Harley Davidson is right there, too, right beside them. So come on down Saturday, 9 to 5, and Sunday, 9 to 3. They've got the largest collection of private collectors' guns that are there, and they'll have some of the most modern, up-to-date guns and tactical equipment. Ammunition is there while it lasts because it's flying out. I've never seen anything like it. Ammunition is just flying out of these gun shows. Unbelievable. And if you want to find out more, go to the website, twoguysshows.com. TwoGuysShows.com. Check it out. Always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
The election, and all elections have consequences. Significant election irregularities in so many states across the country. You and I were just talking about it off air, and I'll mention it here in a minute, but you wanted to add something to this, so go right ahead.
Well, the timing of this is actually very good, and the reason is because the Democrats are trying to put through this HR1,
mm-hmm.
and now based on just two states were finding some very good reasons why there should not be an H.R. 1.
Yeah.
So now some of these judges have decided that they were going to, be a little on the brave side, finally, and make some of these rulings. So, take note of this one, ladies and gentlemen, because this will have some interesting effect on H.R. 1 when it goes through the machinations of the Senate.
Well, some of the states that we found out about from the Drotz team, D-R-O-Z is the name of it, written, go Google them, Drotz team, was that in states like Illinois, Connecticut, Hawaii, New York, New Jersey, also Michigan, Pennsylvania, California, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Washington State, Virginia, Colorado, and Georgia, there were more voters that voted in those states than there were voters that were registered. That's a fact based on their own numbers. How could you possibly allow that to happen?
Well, that's what the Democrats want.
Weren't checking, were you?
No, that's what the Democrats want.
You are right. So hopefully they'll get to the bottom of this. And, oh, by the way, elections have consequences. 2021, start right now, right here, right now, today. Get involved in the local elections. Start bothering the hell out of your election supervisors and the people that are running for office and pin them down on what they're going to do and what they're not going to do. Get election reform out there. There are things that are going on, even in states where the elections went okay, because they're realizing that there are problems waiting to happen if they haven't happened already. So there you go. And good information. Now, Denise, the border crisis. I don't even know where to start, but I was talking to a friend of mine that retired from the Border Patrol, who was a supervisor down there in Arizona, and he was down by Tucson. And he was telling me that whatever they're telling you on television and radio, double the numbers.
There's an interesting phenomenon. I think there's probably another way to necessarily look at some of this. You know, the Democrats, what they have been doing is being packaged that they're bringing in all these illegals to change the voting profile of many states, mostly the red states.
Right.
So they are going to be future Democrat voters.
That's what they're doing.
Okay, there's probably some truth to that.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the fascinating thing, and I think it needs to be packaged this way. The Democrats, if there's truth to that, and I don't see why there isn't, but they are perfectly fine with destroying a country and destroying innocent people in order to achieve a long-term political goal.
Mm-hmm.
So they are literally enriching drug cartels, human trafficking, and sex trafficking, even death, in order to achieve this. That should necessarily be how that should be the method for how disgusting Democrat policy is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other fascinating thing here is how do countries, especially El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras, in some cases Mexico, but based on the Democrats giving free health care, free education, free this, free that to illegals, how is a home country, jobs, insecure, how is a home country supposed to compete with the United States?
They're not.
Well, if I were the leaders of El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala, I'd be picking up the phone and saying to Joe Biden, you are destroying our country. You are exploiting our people and our labor by giving them all these enticements and incentives. And so you're taking our labor pool because you're offering all this free stuff. How are we supposed to be a stable country and compete with what you're doing?
Now, was it there an interview last night between Tucker Carlson and the president of, what was it?
The president of El Salvador.
Yep.
And he was nice enough to say that he's not mad at the United States, although the question was posed to him a couple of times. Does he have an issue with the policy of the United States? And he was being gracious about it. I think the reason he was being gracious is because they do receive some financial support from the United States. He doesn't want that cut off. But the other fascinating thing is, from a business standpoint, he can't compete. And so, he was really saying, you are a big, behemoth country. We're a little country trying to survive. And the United States policy of immigration under Pelosi and, all the rest of them are destroying these little countries. And I've said it for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
The crux of the problem is at the home state. So one of the things, I don't necessarily want to throw money at these countries by a long stretch, but go to U.S. manufacturers and say, hey, we'll give you an incentive, move some of your business, if not all of your business, out of China and move it into at least something in our own hemisphere.
Well, the blue jean companies were down there at one time. I'm not sure they were in El Salvador or Honduras or whatnot, but they were certainly in South and Central America making, Wrangler jeans were coming out of there.
I think Mexico. I don't think it was in Central America. But, it was really quite a fascinating twist on things to hear from the leadership of just one of these countries. How is a little country? And by the way, El Salvador, while they have an MS-13 problem, it's an isolated problem in El Salvador. It's not throughout the country.
Nope.
It used to be one of the deadliest countries around. Not so much anymore.
Right.
So the question then becomes, instead of moving labor, encouraging labor to leave El Salvador and come to the United States so they can be future Democrat voters, why isn't the United States helping those people move to other parts of El Salvador where it's safer and they have jobs? So we're doing nothing to help these countries stabilize.
Well, Alan Nebraska,
shame on the Democrats.
Alan Nebraska says that should be a violation of their oath of office, meaning the officials that are doing
precisely this,
and tantamount to treason. I don't know the treason would apply here, but because it's not exactly. And by the way, good morning, George the Godfather. Well, here comes the music, kiddo. You have yourself a great day. We'll talk tomorrow, and I'm sure we'll still be talking about the border. Want to bet?
Yeah.
All righty. We'll be right back, folks, with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we get to our military and veterans news segment. First one of the morning here. Don't go nowhere, no how. I shall return with more.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The crisis at the border is only going to get worse, according to former President Donald Trump. Speaking to Fox News Tuesday night, Trump said that the Biden administration choosing to reverse his policies, like halting the construction of the border wall, has led to a situation on the border that's never been seen.
People are coming in by the hundreds of thousands. Young children are coming in, and they leave their homes and they come up because they think it's going to be so wonderful. And frankly, our country can't handle it. It is a crisis like we've rarely had, and certainly we've never had on the border. But it's going to get much worse. I mean, what you're seeing now is very bad record numbers, but it's going to get much, much worse.
The Department of Homeland Security said Tuesday that they expect the number of attempted illegal crossings at the southern border to reach the highest level in more than 20 years. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Tomorrow, Bo Browning will be in studio. I've got a few questions already. Send some more to me, either via the Facebook Messenger, by email, or text them to me, and we'll ask your questions. But here's more about the National Aviation Academy right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, you've been hearing me talk about the National Aviation Academy for years and telling you that before you even decide to look at their website, and after you do, you should give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour of one of their two locations. Now, they have two locations, one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston, and the other one is down here in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. In either case, take the tour at the one that's the easiest for you to get to. Give them a call, 800-659-2080, because you're going to find out what it's like to have a completely different lifestyle and make money like you have never seen it before. Because you want to talk about a job that's in constant demand all around the world. It's that as an aviation maintenance tech. You can make a lot of money very quickly in that business. and a lot of people do just that. So, National Aviation Academy, the website is naa.edu. That's naa.edu. The phone number is 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour. You'll be glad you did. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you to guarantee the white glove treatment when you get there. Now, the military is having some problems trying to vaccinate everybody that's in the military. There are fears, obviously. Inoculating the force is difficult, to say the least. And one Navy Reserve chief said that he's skipping the vaccine for now because of how fast it was created. And he says, that's not a risk I'm willing to take, because normally it would have taken 5 to 9 years, and it took 9 months. He doesn't think that that has anything to do to help the situation. By the way, in North Korea's first comments directed at the Biden administration, Kim Jong-un's powerful sister criticized the United States and South Korea for holding military exercises and warned the U.S. against further provocations if it wants a good night's sleep for the next 4 years. Kim Jong-un's sister. By the way, in the first months of office, President Joe Biden's team has signaled that serious civil war will not be amongst his top foreign policy priorities. We have several hundred military members over there in Syria operating as a buffer, pretty much guarding a natural gas field, not very far away from where the Kurds are. And we're there. And we're going to stay there, it looks like. Now, Secretary of State Antony Blinken, his point man for the Afghanistan peace talks, is going to be traveling to Moscow for a Russia-hosted conference expected to include the Taliban this week, while the Secretary of State is over on another part of the world with the Secretary of Defense. Now, President Biden's Secretary of State and Defense Secretary began their multi-nation tour in Asia with their first stop in Japan, as they seek to address concerns about China with our allies and partners in the region and with Beijing directly. And we'll see how all that works out down the line. By the way, one of the largest U.S. Army military-led exercises in decades has kicked off right now and will run until June. Over 28,000 troops from 27 nations taking part, called Defender Europe 2021, will include nearly simultaneous operations across more than 30 training areas in a dozen countries. You'll be hearing about that, I'm sure. And as we told you yesterday, at least 5 rockets hit the Iraqi military base at Balad, north of Baghdad, without causing any casualties, but did cause some injury, or some damage, rather. That from Iraqi security officers. And army officials in Bavaria have asked law enforcement to investigate allegations that children at the Child Development Center in Wisłek have been mistreated by staff members, some of them military children of military members that are stationed there. Not good. By the way, the Air Force was the only service in Japan to report a new case of coronavirus between Friday and Monday. And a number of countries right now in the Asia-Pacific region are caught up in a global hypersonic and directed energy weapons race, with those regional powers having either developed or publicly stated intentions to develop such technology. Japan, Korea, Vietnam, the Philippines, Indonesia, of all places. All working on this stuff right now. By the way, the United States and the European Union must quickly repair their alliance if they are to deal with the rise of the more aggressive and threatening China, said the chief of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. Now, you might remember the reason that there was a rift to begin with was because President Donald Trump at the time was saying that NATO needed to pay their fair share. The United States was no longer going to front the bill for NATO, that the NATO members need to pay their fair share. Well, the European Union countries didn't care for that. And you know something? Too bad, so sad. We should not have to pay for all that. After all, it is Europe we're talking about, not us. And shared concerns about China's growing influence in the Indo-Pacific region will take center stage when President Joe Biden's defense chief and secretary of state are on their tour over there in Indochina and across the Pacific. Don't forget that Secretary of State Antony Blinken also is talking about North Korea denuclearization with the allies. How and when that's going to happen, nobody knows. And the Pentagon, finally, wait till you hear this one, wants to make jetpack soldiers a reality. You heard me right. Forget the hypersonic missiles. Forget the artificial intelligence drones. The Pentagon is finally looking into the real future tech we've always wanted, jetpacks, to fly our soldiers, maybe on recon, maybe on intel missions. Look, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's a jetpack, as a soldier flies overhead. We'll see. What's next, right? By the way, there's a big deal going on right now in Virginia, if you're paying attention, in the wake of a report that the Biden administration is weighing retiring an aircraft carrier early to save money. Lawmakers are warning the U.S. Navy and the White House that such a move is a non-starter in Virginia because it would cost a lot of jobs to maintain that single aircraft carrier. And the Virginia lawmakers are not telling anybody something we don't already know. To support an aircraft carrier with several thousand people on it takes several thousand more on the ground to do so. Now, a prominent Republican senator demanded a personal meeting with the Marine Corps leadership to explain why officials in charge of some service social media accounts insulted and intimidated conservative pundit Tucker Carlson for his comments about women in the military. That senator was none other than Ted Cruz. We've not heard yet if he's gotten the meeting, and we've not heard anything yet from either of the sides, whether it's Tucker Carlson, the Marine Corps, or Senator Ted Cruz, as to what's going on. By the way, if you haven't heard this, coming up with Chris Markowski, we're going to talk about this. They might, underline the word might, be extending the tax filing deadline again. We'll see. We'll ask Chris Markowski what he knows. Don't go anywhere. Kathy's going to take us to break, and we'll be back with a Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, for doing that for us up there in Carrollton, Georgia. Our Jersey girl has got the horse ranch there with her hubby, Don, Double D Ranch, right there, Carrollton, Georgia. Just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. A big hoo-ah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor, the father-son team, Pete and Seth Talbots. I talked to them yesterday, and they were asking me how I was doing, and I told them, and I've been a customer of theirs, Relief Factor, for about 5.5 years now, and they were telling me about all the different things that they've got besides the Relief Factor that's there. So if you go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, you'll get a chance to see all the different things they're doing right now, wellness products to help you out if you're having problems. Now, if you've got arthritis or you've got general pain and aches in general you can't just seem to get rid of, the combination of turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 will definitely help you eliminate pain and go straight to the source of it to make it better for you to be able to move around. It'll also respond to the inflammation that you have in your body and help you out there. It works for me. Now, it's 100% drug-free. It supports a healthy response to the problems you're having. It also supports a healthy joint and muscle rehabilitation and repair. And it's 100% drug-free. There are no drugs in this product. And that's what I like the most about it. Now, the three-week quick start is $19.95. That's $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. You go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, take a look at it, and take advantage of that product, and you'll be a happy camper. I'll guarantee that one, because it hasn't hurt anybody that has tried it. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. And, Mr. Markowski, we have a new song for you. Are you ready?
Ready.
And with a fast, speeding bulletin, traveling as fast as he can to get to New York City, coming from Long Island, it's Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Well, they didn't cancel the Lone Ranger yet? I'm glad that they didn't
no.
do that. I mean,
no.
William Tell Overture, I remember as a kid, you know, with my brother, I'm the Lone Ranger today, you're Tonto today. I love that television show.
Well, I'll date myself and tell you about Captain Midnight. He's still around in the old nostalgia channels on Saturday mornings. Captain Midnight and Hop Along Cassidy.
I don't remember that one, but Lone Ranger is a big fan of.
Yep, Roy Rogers and Dale Evans and Trigger and Pat Brady with Nellie Bell, the Jeep. All right, let's start out with this little problem or question, if you will, that I just noticed popped up here. Tax groups are now pressing the IRS to delay filing of your returns, the deadline, amidst the additional stimulus payments. What do you think that's going to do?
I mean, again, I they keep pushing it back. I mean, I don't understand how this, this is going to matter if it's coming in at the 2021 year. I mean, obviously, that's just another way of saying, hey, it's pushing, everything back further. I don't know if they're waiting for last year's stimulus that still hasn't gotten out. I'm not sure that's going to be recorded, and I don't know, quite frankly, the reasoning behind that. I mean, what difference does it make?
I don't know, but you've got another group of Republican attorney generals from 21 states that have sent a question to the IRS about the stimulus barring tax cuts.
The stimulus barring, I'm sorry, I don't know exactly what the...
I don't either. I'm reading the headline. 21 Republican...
I'd have to take a look at what the nuances is, in regards to how they're going to about taxing the stimulus. I'm not sure exactly what they're trying to do right now. I know a lot of what came in the new stimulus package, in particular the handouts to families with kids. I know a lot of that is untaxed money, which is, you're not even talking payroll taxes when it comes to that. So it's a big boon for many of them. But I don't know exactly what they're talking about with that. I have to take a close look.
Well, you've heard about the president's new upcoming corporate tax hike, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, he wants to bring it up to, they're saying maybe
28% from 21. Mm-hmm.
That's a tax, Matt. I mean, that's not a tax on corporations. That's a tax on consumers. It's just, again, people are dumb enough to think that they're actually taxing corporations. No, the corporations just pass that tax along down to you, and people say, yay, we're taxing big corporations. No, you're just taxing yourself if you do business with them.
Well, and one of the other things that it's doing is it's going to cause layoffs. It's going to cause automation to come to some. Remember the McDonald's and the Burger Kings when they stuck those automatic order things in there where you stuck your card in there? That's how you paid for it. You order it, and then you walk over to the window, and somebody would hand it to you. Remember that?
Well, many of them still do.
Yeah, but it's coming back. It's coming back. Watch and see.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think that's more of a function of minimum wage, anything else. I mean, people say, okay, maybe the corporate tax, might, affect jobs to some degree at corporations. Corporations will pass that tax on to the consumer. That's exactly what they do. And it's inflationary, quite frankly. And we already know we got a ton of that.
What is Ithaca, New York famous for?
Ithaca's got Cornell. It's got Ithaca College.
Cornell University. Cornell University.
Yes.
Well, now the mayor of the Ithaca, New York city wants to replace his police department altogether, change the name and call them something totally different and add a bunch of psychologists and that sort of thing in there to respond to calls versus armed police officers.
Interesting. I wonder how they're going to handle, how they're going to go about handling, the underage drinking and all the other stuff that goes on. I don't know what the crime situation is like in Ithaca, New York, and you know as well as I do that it's kind of in the middle of nowhere.
That's right.
Up there, so I don't know how bad their crime situation and what their budget is when it comes to policing, but we've seen what happens when there's been cuts to police departments, and so far the results haven't been very good.
Yeah, no, they haven't. And wherever they've cut, suddenly, like Portland, they're going, well, we can't do what we need to do because we don't have the money for the police anymore. You took several $1 million away from us.
And then some. Well, I don't live in Portland. I don't live in these communities. This is one of the great things about this country. I would choose to live in an area where they're going to eliminate the police department by any stretch of the imagination. You can decide where you want to live in this country. If you want to get up and move, working at a home, a lot of people are able to go ahead and do that and make decisions on where they want to live. I don't know why anybody wants to continue to live in Portland. It doesn't make any sense to me. You'd rather open up your business somewhere else. Why deal with that nonsense?
By the way, U.S. retail sales declined in February. They're blaming it on inclement weather that seemed to settle across large swaths of the country, representing a temporary setback. I think the 3% decrease that they had might be because of what was going on with people getting laid off and they didn't have money.
Some of it also as well. Let's just be honest. You come on to, that time of year, is a myriad of things. People not going on vacation and not going on cruises and buying clothes for those events. That's that time of year. They've accepted an entire, clothing line based upon a cruise line and whatnot for people that are going on vacation and getting away. And that's, it just didn't happen. Outside of the kids to some degree. So, again, that would affect retail sales also.
Why would Huawei be demanding $5,000 in royalties from Apple and Samsung? What do they want royalties from with those people?
I'm not sure whether they use one of their technologies or not. What was it, $5,000 per what?
Per company.
No, man. $5,000 is nothing. But it would have to be $5,000 per item or something that they were selling.
Yeah.
I'm not exactly sure what that is. There's always this constant, royalty battles and who invented what and whose device resembles someone else's. I think Huawei's probably, trying to continue to battle because they've been knocked out a lot when it comes to 5G here in the United States, and also the UK backed away as well. So who knows? That might be something to do with 5G technology.
Now, the Volkswagen put a plant in America, right? Volkswagen?
It's in Tennessee, if I'm not mistaken, I think.
Yeah, just up it's over the border from Georgia. The CEO says 100,000 cars have been lost in manufacturing due to not having a chip to put them in them.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about it. It's supply chain issues. We've talked about that. Now, it's not just chips. It's everywhere.
All right. We will talk to you tomorrow, my friend. You be careful.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be right back with Colonel Jim Borshark. Don't go in.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.